Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Adrienne Fike, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. During the season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and from there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook by N.T. Wright. This passage is found in John 12, and in the God's Big Picture storybook, it is called Mary Anoints Jesus' Feet. Once, when Jesus was at Bethany, he and his disciples were sharing a meal at the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Martha, as usual, was doing the cooking, but Mary had something else in mind. She went to her room and fetched a large jar of sweet-smelling ointment. Then she came and knelt in front of Jesus. She opened the jar and poured the ointment onto his feet. The room went quiet, and everyone watched as Mary began to wipe Jesus' feet with her hair. The whole house was filled with the lovely scent of the ointment. Suddenly, the silence was broken by an angry voice. One of Jesus' disciples stood up and pointed an accusing finger at Mary. His name was Judas Iscariot. "You could have sold that ointment for a lot of money," he said, "and then given the money to the poor." Jesus looked at Judas. "Don't be angry with her," he said calmly. "She was keeping the ointment for me, for when I die and am buried. After all," he went on, "you will always have poor people with you, but you won't always have me." I wonder what Jesus means when he tells us that we will always have poor people with us. I wonder who we consider to be poor people and who Jesus considered to be poor people. As we finish our time together, we say these words of blessing together. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.